Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiyallahu anhum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program, Miraculous Events of Sahaba, in which we talk about the miraculous events of Sahaba, such events which cannot be comprehended by the intellect, which are known as the karamat of Sahaba we are talking about. And in our last episode, we've been talking about the karamat, the saintly miracles, the miraculous events of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, and we concluded our discussion upon certain miraculous events of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu an, and we will continue our discussion from where we left in our last episode. In our last episode, we spoke about his excellence and his authority over the air and over water, as he radiyallahu an was able to make the Islamic army that was hundreds of miles away from Madinatul Munawwara, he made them hear his voice. And then when River Nile, it dried up in Egypt, and upon the instructions of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, how the water started to flow again, and it was submissive to the command of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. So this reflected the fact that Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu had authority over air as well as water, as he radiyallahu anhu was able to make his voice reach hundreds of miles away from Madinatul Munawwara to the Islamic army, which is again done through air waves. And on the second occasion, we spoke about River Nile started to flow again. Today, inshallah, we will continue our discussion from where we left, and we'll talk about his authority over fire, over land, and we will conclude this very series of his saintly miracles, of his miraculous events, upon a very beautiful summary of discussion, I would say, where we will see what greatness Allah Almighty blessed Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu with. But before we delve any deeper into this subject, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one narration, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has stated that he who sent salat upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him. So if you also want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want the mercy of Allah to be showered upon you, then recite salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we're talking about the authority of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu over the elements of nature. So far we covered water and air. There's another beautiful miraculous event of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu where his authority is again reflected upon water. And this event took place during the caliphate of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, when he sent an army for an expedition to the prominent city of Persia. And Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu was made the commander-in-chief of this very army, and it was the sword of Allah, Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu anhu, who was leading this very army in this very expedition. Now, upon the instructions of Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, who was the Amir al-Mu'mineen at that time, this army, they embarked upon the journey of this very expedition. But as they reached River Tigris, now, in order to cross River Tigris, there were no apparent means. as in there were no boats, no ships whatsoever. However, now the Muslim army, they reached by the shore of the river, by the bank of the river, and they were, of course, following the instructions of the second caliph of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu. And they were eager to hoist the flag of Islam in those lands as well. And this river now was serving as an obstacle in their path, in materializing, in fulfilling their very intention of hoisting the flag of Islam in those lands. Now, Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anh, they also knew about the eagerness, the yearning of the entire Islamic army. And they also knew the greatness of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, the excellence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh with. So now what happens is that they address the river. They address the river in these words that, O River Tigris, indeed, you flow upon the command of Allah for the sake of the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the justice of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu an, do not become an obstacle in our aim, in our goal. The goal that we want to achieve, do not become an obstacle in that very goal. Now, both these noble personages, they mentioned this to River Tigris. And after this, what they do is they make their horses go in River Tigris. And the Muslim army was coming through River Tigris on their horses, sailing across. And none of them drowned or none of them faced any kind of trouble whatsoever because of River Tigris being between them. And the entire Muslim army, they crossed River Tigris, sailing through it, having their horses put into river, and they crossed over the bridge and went to the other side. And what happened afterwards is written in the golden words in the history of Islam, as that land was also conquered and the flag of Islam was hoisted in those lands. And in this very miraculous event, in this very saintly miracle of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, as well as Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anh, and Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anh, we can see that what grandeur and greatness Allah Almighty blessed Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh with, as well as Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anh, as well as Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anh. Within this one miraculous event, we can see the greatness of many companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But again, when we reflect more deeper into this very narration, we come to know that even Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anh, who's amongst the Ashra Mubashara, amongst those 10 companions who were given the guarantee of Jannah in this very world, and Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anh, who's Saifullah, the sword of Allah, such prominent Sahaba, even they gave the medium, they used the medium of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, and the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in front of the river. And they knew that these personalities, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, sees the most superior after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the most superior in the entire creation. And Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, they knew about his excellence as well. So they present the medium of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, and they were able to cross over the river easily. Even they knew water is obedient to Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh. This was their belief. Hence, they presented the medium of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh to River Tigris. And in return, River Tigris obeyed the medium of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh. And for the sake of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh and the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the companions alayhim ridwan were able to cross the river with ease. So it shows us the greatness of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, not only from the perspective of water being obedient to him, but also from the perspective of how the Sahaba also kept him in high esteem. And they knew that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh is someone to whom even water is obedient. So this shows us the greatness of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh. And another narration, another saintly miracle of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, and another miraculous event of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, through which we come to know about his rule over water. And next miraculous event, dear viewers, that we will cover is his rule and his authority over ground, over the land. Now, Allama Yusuf bin Ismail Nabhani, rahimahullah, he narrates this miraculous event of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. And he says that once during the caliphate of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, there was an earthquake in Madinatul Munawwara and the earth started to shake, which normally happens in earthquake. Now Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he waited for a little bit, but the earthquake did not stop. Now he came in a state of anger, in a state of wrath, and he whipped the ground and he said that, "O earth, be still. Have I not done justice upon you?" These were the words of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, which he said to the ground. And instantly the earthquake stopped. The earth became stable. And there's another beautiful account where during the caliphate of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, once there was a woman and she had some oil in her hand. As you know, back in those days, oil and these kind of commodities were necessary for a person's life. It is again necessary for us as well, but back in those days, even the lamps would be lit through oil and it would be used in many other things as compared to it is in today's day and age. So a woman, she had some oil in her hand, which slipped from her hand, the oil fell down and the earth absorbed all the oil of the woman. Now the woman, she became extremely grieved, extremely saddened, and she started to cry. And the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he passed by there. And he radiallahu anhu asked the woman for the reason of her crying, that why she so depressed, why she so sad. And she mentioned the entire account that the oil fell down and it's been absorbed by the earth now. Now Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar, he instructed the ground. He instructed the earth, saying that, "O earth, have you absorbed the oil? Have you taken the oil of this woman during my caliphate? Return it. Return the oil to the woman." Now, as soon as Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu mentioned this, stated this, the earth, it spilled out all the oil that it had absorbed of that woman. And the woman then filled it back into her very pot that she had. Now, dear viewers, now, from these two miraculous events of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, we come to know the rule and authority of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, even upon the earth, even upon the ground, that even the ground would listen to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, would obey the commands of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. In the first account, in the first miraculous events, we heard that there was a severe earthquake in Madinatul Munawwara, and Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, whipping the earth, said that, "Stop, O earth, be still. Have I not done justice upon you?" And the utterance of these words by Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu whilst addressing the ground, it suddenly, instantly stopped. It became still and the earthquake was removed. And in the second instance, subhanallah, again another miraculous event where the earth has absorbed the oil of the woman. Now Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu commanding the earth to spill out the oil of the woman, and then her being able to put it back in her pot. This shows us the greatness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu and how even the earth was obedient to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. So dear viewers, so far we have covered the air, the water, and the earth being obedient to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. And in this next event, we will talk about how fire was also obedient to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, even fire was obedient to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. It would listen to the instructions and commands of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. So Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah has mentioned that once fire was set in the houses of Madinatul Munawwara. So the houses of Madinatul Munawwara are set ablaze. There's this fire in the houses of Madinatul Munawwara. And despite many efforts, the fire wouldn't get extinguished. Now the people, they became extremely worried and they presented their plea in the court of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Now, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he wrote a letter. He wrote a letter, the content of which was, "Ya naru uskuni bi idhnillah," meaning that, "O fire, be extinguished. Stop with the command of Allah." And then he radiallahu anhu gave that letter to the people and instructed them to place that letter into the fire. So the people, they followed the instructions of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, took that letter and placed it in the fire. And as soon as the letter was placed in the fire instantly stopped and it extinguished. Subhanallah. This was the power of Faruqi Azam radiyallahu anhu. This was the excellence of Faruqi Azam radiyallahu anhu. This was the authority of Faruqi Azam radiyallahu anhu. That at one instance we see, he radiyallahu anhu writing a letter to River Nile, and it obeys Faruqi Azam radiyallahu anhu, whatever he instructed the River Nile to do. And in this instance, we see that the instructions of Faruqi Azam radiyallahu anhu are also followed by the fire. And regarding his authority over fire, again, there's a beautiful narration which states that once during the reign of Faruqi Azam radiyallahu anhu, a fire emerged from one of the caves of a mountain. Now, this fire wasn't any ordinary fire. It was very dangerous and very intense fire. And it was so intense that it had burnt all the things that were in its surroundings. Now, again, when people presented their plea in the court of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu regarding this fire, so what does Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu do? He gives his blessed shawl to Sayyidina Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, who again is another very prominent Sahabi. So Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu gives his shawl to Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu and instructs him that take my shawl and go by the fire. Take my shawl and go near the fire. So Sayyidina Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, he followed the instructions of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, and as soon as he reached near the fire with the shawl of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, now all of a sudden the fire starts extinguishing and it stops to move forward and it stops going back to the extent that it entered the same very cave from where it actually started. And when Sayyiduna Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu entered the cave with the shawl, then the fire extinguished completely. There was no more sign of that very fire, which was very intense in its nature and which had burnt everything that was in its surroundings. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this very miraculous event of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, we come to know of the greatness of even the shawl of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, let alone the personality, the being of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu at one side, but even the shawl that is associated with Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, that contains such powers which the fire is even obedient to, which makes the fire extinguish completely. And that wasn't any ordinary fire, dear viewers of Madani Channel. That was very intense, and such fire which had burnt everything that was in its surroundings. And when people came in the court of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, then of course they would have first made efforts themselves to extinguish the fire. But when they were unsuccessful, they came in the court of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, presented their plea, and then Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, he gave his shawl to Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, and we've seen that what powers the shawl of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu contains. If this is the state of the power of the shawl of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, then imagine what would be the state of the power of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu himself. And if this is the power and authority of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, then imagine the state and power and authority of the master of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, the final messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Now let's move forward, dear viewers, and let's talk about the authority and power of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu on even clouds. Again, clouds are in the skies. And how Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu had authority and power over clouds as well. So Sayyiduna Khawwat bin Jubair radiallahu anhu narrates that once during the time of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, a severe drought struck, a famine struck Madinah al-Munawwara. Now Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, he led Salah of Istisqa to other people. The Salah of Istisqa is the Salah which is offered for the purpose of rain. Now, after this, Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, what he does is that the shawl he has, the right side corner of the shawl, he places upon his left shoulder, and the left side edge, the left edge of his blessed shawl, he places upon his right shoulder. And after this, he radiallahu anhu raises his hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes dua in these words: O Allah, you are the one from whom we seek forgiveness, and you are wahdahu la sharik, from whom we ask for rain. We question for rain. So the narrator, he narrates that Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiallahu anhu had not even left his place yet, and it started to rain instantly. After a few days, a few Bedouins came in the court of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, and they said that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O the leader of believers, we were sat in our town, in our area. All of a sudden, the clouds emerged and we heard this voice that, O Abu Hafs, help has arrived. O Abu Hafs, help has arrived. Abu Hafs was the kunya, the patronymic of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Now, dear viewers, again, from this very miraculous event of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, we again come to know of his status and grandeur in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As famine has badly struck Madinatul Munawwara, there's a severe drought. People are struggling because there's no rain whatsoever. But Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it starts to rain. And other people, they hear a voice from the ghaib, a voice from the unseen saying, O Abu Hafs, help has come. O Abu Hafs, help has arrived. Subhanallah. This is the greatness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. And again, when other people, the Bedouins, they heard this very call from the unseen regarding Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, then the grandeur, the eminence of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu would also have increased further in their hearts. And they would know the status of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, which Allah Almighty has blessed him with. And imagine with what eminence and reverence now they would present themselves in the court of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu after hearing these words that, O Abu Hafs, help has arrived. O Abu Hafs, help has arrived. As these very people were also struggling because of the famine. But all of a sudden, the emergence of clouds and this voice coming in their ears, subhanallah, would have shown the greatness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, the excellence of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu to them as well. And now they present themselves in the court of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. So we can imagine how high they would hold Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu in esteem. So dear viewers of Madani channel, these were a few saintly miracles, a few miraculous events of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu that we covered today. And primarily, we've touched upon his rule and his authority over our land, over the earth, over air, over water, and over fire. And if we delve deeper into this, then we come to know that all these four elements, the land, the fire, the air, and water, these are known as the four elements of nature. And the compounds of everything in the universe are formed with these four natures of element. So if the basic component of these four elements of nature are under the rule, under the authority, under the obedience of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, then we can undoubtedly say that everything in the universe is under the rule and obedience of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if the essence of something is under the obedience of something, then that very thing also comes under the obedience of that very person. So these four elements of nature, we have seen that how they obeyed the instructions of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, how they were obedient to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, and everything, all the compounds in this universe are formalized with these four elements of nature, then we can easily say, we can proudly say, we can say that undoubtedly everything in the universe is under the obedience and command of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why wouldn't it be when they are the chosen ones from the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Anything and everything that is given to anyone and everyone is by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam such excellences and such virtues which are beyond our imagination. And when we talk about the likes of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he is someone who was the closest, one of the closest companions in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would have brought him up, would have trained him, would have taught him. This is absolutely amazing. So all these excellences, all the greatness that we're talking about, all these miraculous events, all these saintly miracles, all these authorities, all these powers of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is nothing but the sadaqah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, this was all from today's episode. In our next episode, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we'll touch upon some more miraculous events of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu and enlighten our hearts further with his eminence and grandeur. Till then, take very good care of yourself and stay tuned into Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
miraculous events of companions, miraculous events of companions, miraculous events of companions.